The incredible drama and athleticism with the ball. Is it going to land just right and produce another champion? Whew, I can barely take it there. Forget the Olympics this year. What about skee-ball? You know skee-ball, rolling the little ball up a six-foot-long plank toward the valuable prize holes worth 10 to 100 points and possibly hours worth of free play tickets at the arcade. Skee-ball, long the sport of idle tourists on boardwalks or even more idle bar hoppers, there is now a deadly serious, well, not really deadly serious, national skee-ball championship this weekend in Brooklyn. 64 of the country's best skee-ball rollers face off at the Brewski Ball National Championship, a weekend-long festival of beer, bands, food, and skee-ball. No arcade ticket prizes, just honor. And joining us now is Eric Bavoni, skee-ball, skee-EO, is that right?
That's correct.
CEO and founder of Brewski Ball, the first ever national ski ball league. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What does it take to be a great ski baller? Give me the lingo, the jargon.
Sure. Well, one arm is a start.
Okay, good.
And anybody can be a professional ski ball player. You can be short. You can be tall. You can be a guy. You can be a girl. I've seen it all. And you know what? This weekend, we will declare once and for all who rolls the best ball.
Is it spin on the ball that's really important? Is it speed? Is it strength?
It's a little bit of everything. Every player has their own sort of unique stance. It's like a baseball stance, if you will. I mean, every single player rolls the ball differently.
And what's the origin story of skee ball? Do you buy the found in the cave paintings in Europe, there in Jerusalem at the Ark of the Covenant, came from China in a cave up in the Gobi Desert? Which place did they find the original skee ball?
I like to think that it was founded in Coney Island, where honestly, that's where Brewski Ball was founded. We were playing one day in Coney Island just for fun, and all of a sudden I challenged my buddy Evan to what I called a skee ball roll-off at the time, and it was a blast. And we said, we got to do this all the time.
And is that what you do all the time, skee ball?
This is what I do.
This is what I do. All right, Eric Bavoni, who are the big players in this 64 contestant national championship?
Joey the Cat is far and away the guy that is going to win the tournament as far as everyone is concerned.
Joey the Cat?
Yes, and from San Francisco, California.
And his challenger?
You know, you got David the Bear Mahler, who came in second to Joey last year, and he's back in it. You got Brew Baca from Austin, Texas, who's looking really sharp this year.
Brew Baca, I hear he's on the rise.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are all guys.
Oh, yeah. No, there are some great girls in the league. Luke Skiwalker, a lady from Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Joanna, who is a New York City roller. I think she's probably the best lady hope in the tournament.
Now, does beer help your skee ball or does it hurt your performance?
You know, that's a personal question. I think it's that happy balance that every single roller needs to figure out for themselves.
A balance of beer and skee ball.
Brew ski.
Everything in moderation,
that's
says
right.
The wise Eric Bavoni, who discovered Brewski Ball, one of the founders of a Brewski Ball there in Coney Island years ago. But it's related, of course, to the ancient skee ball that you know and love from around the world. Skee-EO and founder of Brewski Ball, the first ever National Skee Ball League this weekend in Brooklyn. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much. Let the good times roll.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.